Welcome to Picks with the Professor, the show where a real statistics professor gives you sports betting tips. This is college basketball for Tuesday, March 12th. We've got a slate today. This is a very different Tuesday than usual. Usually Tuesday is, a lot of the big boys playing, and that's not the way it's going here for this Tuesday because we are in to conference championship week. We've already been giving out some trophies here. At the end of last week and at the start of this week, and we've got more here on Tuesday. So some small school action, but you will see a lot of celebrating and a lot of crying if you watch some of these games. And Jake, we have afternoon basketball. So there's really not much more you could ask for here on this slate, except for more games, which we will get on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday with daytime games, bigger schools and everything. So it's setting up to be a great week. I know you're looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, this is one of my favorite weeks of the year. Like I said, the joy you see and the agony is just all fun to watch. Just seeing people care that much.
And you and I both separately have been to Las Vegas for the opening round of the NCAA tournament. And it's wild. It's a lot of fun, but I see a lot of people on Twitter talking about the best time to go really would be this weekend. If you're out there for, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'd get a lot of action in, and apparently it's a little easier to get rooms and tables and that sort of stuff. And so something I've been seeing lately. So if anyone has the experience of doing both, let us know in the comments if that's something we should put in our bucket list to do, because it was on my bucket list to do the opening weekend there. And many, many years ago. Should we add this one too? Should we add conference championship weekend? So let us know in the comments if you've done it. Otherwise, though, we will get to our recap here. This is our first show of the week. Last week, not great. And we've had some very ho-hum times of late. We had a couple mediocre weeks and a good week, a mediocre week, just kind of tread water there. Everything just kind of meh. Overall, Jake, the concerning thing to me is our picks on the free show now for the season down 0.7 of a unit. Now we've got to really work this week to get that back above water. So no pressure on us this week to pick out some winners for the people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough going here towards the end of the year. It's everything tightens up and it's just hard to find the right value. But I think we can do it. We excelled in the tournament last year.
I think we can too. And we're going to start off with a game. That's really the best I could say about this Georgia Tech and Notre Dame. We're starting off the ACC tournament here on Tuesday. We're starting off the Big 12 tournament as well, with these kind of like early play-in type games. And I'll just never forget, the runs we've had in the past, some of these teams making these incredible runs. Whoever it was in the Big East did it that one year, and everyone talked about it for years. Georgetown, maybe, I guess, did it that one year. Yes, is who it was. And then Oregon State or whatever did it a couple years ago in the Pac-12. And it's tough to go through and win this many games. But, you got to start with the first one, and that's, of course, what Georgia Tech and Notre Dame are tasked with doing here is, trying to extend their season. And they're going to have to win a lot of games to do it. So unlikely that either one of these teams will be cutting down the nets at the end, but someone will win in advance. We don't know who it will be, but we think it will be boring basketball. Nonetheless, we're going to go under 131.5. C-grade pick. We had a C-grade pick on Saturday that worked out really well. Some of these C-grade unders have been pretty strong picks for us. The model is saying that this number, needs to be a little bit higher for us to have better value. But that doesn't mean that we don't think there's still enough value here. This game seems unlikely to get into the 130s if you've watched Notre Dame play this year. They are fantastic on defense. It's just that they're equally terrible on offense. They play really slow. Jake, I always love a good daytime afternoon under to just kind of sleepy start off the tournament here. Neutral site, new court for these two teams. They haven't played at all season long. Jake, tell us more.
Yeah, this is very unusual. You're looking at a new court. I don't know that there's been that many 2 o'clock games for Notre Dame or Georgia Tech this year. Neither are fantastic. Notre Dame's got a very, very good defense. I love Shrewsbury as a coach. They've got a great point guard in Marcus Burton, but their entire offense is to run the clock and hopefully have him make some magic. They actually swept Georgia Tech this year, and it took overtime to get to 140 or 141 at Georgia Tech, and then at home the game barely cleared 100. There's not going to be any – it's afternoon basketball, but I don't know. It's gonna be a rough watch. Burton's worth watching, but other than that, this is just bad basketball and should be give no points and be easy under.
The first time these two teams played got to 132 in regulation, if my math is correct on that. So half a point over this number, and I think that's kind of what the model's saying is, you know. It's not that, you know, there are never any locks in gambling whatsoever. What the model is saying is I'd really like a number like 133, 134, 135, where I feel like my chances of winning are even higher. But, you know, that seems about like the highest we're going to get is that 132-ish type game. The second time these two teams played, the game got to, again, if my math is correct, or 113. So it wasn't just under this number. It was way under this number. And remember, we are not trying to predict what will happen in one single game. We have no idea what's going to happen in one single game. Nobody does. But what we're trying to predict is the average outcome. And that's the thing, is that second game gives us an idea of, on average, just how low this game can be. And that's kind of what we're expecting and hoping for from these two teams, especially knowing the fact that late fouls, seasons literally on the line for both of these teams, overtime, you know, those things are possible. And so what the model is really taking into account is, if you don't have that, you're probably going to land in that one teens. Obviously, we know that the late fouls will give us some late points at the end, possibly overtime, possibly. That's where it's saying the average score gets up there. But even then, the average score doesn't reach the threshold that the books are putting it at. So under 130.5, C-grade value according to the model, but worth your investment here for Tuesday afternoon. And as a reminder, of course, you can get this sort of information on every single game, all sorts of insights, pace rankings, offensive ratings, defensive ratings. Look, your bonus game there for you just to get a sneak peek of everything you get on Dub Club. West Virginia and Cincinnati, a Big 12 game that I'm sure everybody else is interested in as well, because it will be equally terrible as Georgia Tech, Notre Dame. I say that. Terrible also in the fact that Cincinnati's actually a decent basketball team and West Virginia isn't. So that might be a little bit of a runaway. As you can see, there's a projecting Cincinnati minus 11, but a lot of goodies over there on Dub Club. Check it out if you have not yet. Plays of the day, first month, $5 off with that QR code or the link in the show description. Worth checking out if you haven't yet. Otherwise, though, Wagner and Merrimack will be the first championship game we are going to cover on this show. Again, as we kind of talked about, you know, this may not be the most exciting game with regards to tempo or talent. You can see that on screen, the offensive ratings for both of these teams in the 300s. Merrimack plays some good defense. Wagner plays slow. That makes for a good investment in the under. C-grade pick here, under 120.5. Model says 118.5. Jake, the reason I like this one personally, and we've long talked about, when you get to the extremes, it's sometimes hard for the model to really figure out just how low or just how high to go on these type of games. The models had more of a lean to the overs this season. And so it's done a little bit more out of control, hey, super high projections on these overs. We don't get a lot of out of control, super low projections on the under just based off the way it's built. And so anytime the model says go under a number this low, based off how it's performed this season, it seems like it's worth your time to look into it. Jake, what are your thoughts on this under in Wagner and Merrimack?
It's one of my favorite plays. Like, Merrimack is very similar to Notre Dame. Absolutely garbage offense, pretty good defense. They've got the squad to win this game. They're a very decent team. And where Merrimack struggles on defense is giving up offensive rebounds, and Wagner's a terrible offensive rebounding team. So there's nowhere Wagner's going to be able to take advantage. There's going to, like, the pace of Wagner is going to keep this way, way down. And it's not like Merrimack really wants to push it. Their conference, like, the last game was, what, 112 with Lemoyne? Mm. So like there's not, it's not like either they really want to push the pace and put up a lot of points. They want to rely on that very solid defense and take advantage of the few times they do score. And I think that's going to play out perfect into this under.
Yeah. And of note, of course, this is a true home game for Merrimack as opposed to a lot of these, which are neutral court games. Our next one will be a neutral site game as well. But a true home game for Merrimack here, getting to host as part of the benefit. And we talked about this previously, right? Every conference has to do something a little bit different with regards to, some are all neutral sites, some are all home teams, some are like home teams for the early one, neutral later. It just gets a little bit confusing and different for each one. This one, of course, note again, a true home game for Merrimack. If this was a neutral site game, we'd be projected even lower because of the fact that now both teams would be shooting at a new backdrop. Of course, that effect is going to minimize itself a little bit more as you go later on in the tournament, right? That neutral site is going to be most effective with regards to keeping scores under in game one that you're playing. It's a new backdrop. Once you've played at it for the whole game, you play there again the next day or the day after that, it tends to balance itself out. So we aren't recommending going under in every neutral site game like we are doing in Georgia Tech Notre Dame. We're just saying early on that first game, it's at least worth considering. This one's worth considering not because of that, but because of all the things you mentioned. Merrimack's good defense. Wagner's better on defense. Both these offenses are terrible and the pace should be really slow. So we're going to go under 120 and a half. C grade value. But as we mentioned, just because it's neutral site doesn't mean we have to go under. We're going to go over 137 in Manhattan and Iona. Model projects 143. This is B plus grade. We are 1 point away from an A grade. So if we get over 136, that would be an A minus grade, just eke into the A's. But this one is a little bit more of a balanced matchup than these last two. And you can see it on screen there that Manhattan is about as good or bad on offense as defense. Iona, same thing. Pace is pretty ho-hum, but when you look at that, Manhattan is more fast than Iona is slow. So we expect a slightly above average pace here. The reason we don't expect a ton of points in general is just weaker quality basketball tends to lead to fewer points, but with a little bit of pace and the fact that there's not really a big mismatch here, we don't think it'll be that low scoring. Over 137, B plus grade. Jake, tell us more.
Like this is, both teams are very equal. I think that's going to give us a lot of points. It typically gives you more points, especially when they play slightly to the faster end than they do to the slower end. But the biggest thing here is I think Iona is going to clean up with a lot of extra points because they force a ton of turnovers. Manhattan really struggles turning the ball over, and I think that's going to give us all the extra easy buckets we need to push this over to an average college basketball game. Like, I'm not saying it's going to get in the 150s or anything, but I think we're to get it to around 140, 143, about where the sideline is projecting it, seems very easy with the extra easy buckets Iona is going to get.
Really close to an A grade. Wanted to highlight this one for you because you were 1 point away. And as always, though, shop around. Get you that extra point. You never know when it's going to matter. It won't matter for 99 out of 100 games or 98 out of 100 games. But if you can just flip a game or two every 100, that can make a big difference in your bankroll. So make sure you have multiple books. You're shopping around. If you haven't yet, check out BetUS. 125% bonus on your first three deposits.
BetUS, America's favorite sportsbook and casino. Live betting and racebook. We're celebrating 30 years with a historic offer. A 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. Plus, 10% gambler's insurance. Get started today. BetUS, where the game begins.
Jake, that'll wrap up our show here. There's your recap slide. More picks in the plays of the day over on Dub Club. Otherwise, you have any parting words for the viewer?
Like, I mean, this is a Cousin Jared special with two unders out of the three games we're picking. But I know he likes zero fun sports to watch. Not typically my bag, but I feel pretty good about these picks. Like, the first two games should be just so boring to watch. But man, Iona has some potential.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we talk a lot about finding good value and there's a little bit of a misconception in sports betting sometimes, right, that underdog means value, and that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes the favorite has value. Sometimes a minus 800 pick has value, right? And there's examples that we can give, probably more in like the fighting arena in that regard to get up to that value. But the point being, anything can have value if it's mispriced. And so we don't want to just say this is a certain type of thing that has value or not. But we do have, would be remiss if we did not point out that while we've gone over a lot in these, in this college basketball season, that's mainly because the books have just struggled to really adjust to the new rules and the new style of college basketball. In general, on average, unders offer a little more value. Why is that? Because people don't like to play them. And so books tend to shade the numbers up an extra half point to a point. That doesn't make every under a good pick. It just means that on average, you're going to be getting a little bit of an extra boost, which makes that under just a little bit more appealing. Again, this season's been a little bit atypical, but maybe by this point of the season, maybe we've all kind of balanced it out and we're starting to see a little bit more under picks become pivotal here as we get into conference tournaments, where we are considering a little bit of a decrease in expected number of points, because with the season on the line, you tend to be a little bit more measured. And so just an extra point here, extra point there is kind of swinging some of these games that might have been over picks for us early in the season, under picks. So got a couple unders here, and I think that's where Cousin Jared usually comes in. He usually likes to find that value any way he can, and a lot of times it's unders, even though this season it hasn't really been for college basketball. But doesn't mean it can't be here for us on Tuesday nights. Thanks for watching, everyone, though, and we will catch y'all here again tomorrow.